Now, I've talked before about grave number one.
Oh, yes.
What can you tell us about Mr. John Stallwood?
Grave number one. Going this way towards your little house, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Grave number one. John Stallwood. He was a cord wainer, which is an old-fashioned term for a sort of shoe repairer, I suppose, leather worker. He moved here from Marlow in Buckinghamshire, because prior to the Royal Military College being here, it was actually in Marlow, Buckinghamshire. When it moved here, I was supposed to keep him work. He mm-hmm. moved here along with probably lots of other tradespeople. You know, the people moved here, the army needed supplies, boots were all handmade in those days, so I suppose it was an interesting occupation to continue.
Mm.
And interestingly, he was the grave number one in the burial register. He was aged, and I can just refer to my records here, and I remember it's not as good as it used to be, and he is... This is where I have to hum and... 15th of January, 1851, at the age of 69.
Wow.
So he was grave number one. And the next burial, sadly enough, was of an Anne Marie Webb child, aged 1 year and 3 months, on the 13th of August the same year.
The majority of people buried in those days were youngsters, weren't they?
True. When I looked at them, 52 out of the first 100 were children under the age of 10. I counted them up in the registers.
Another age,
which is quite sad, yeah.
Thank heavens for the National Health Service and for all the help we get today.
Oh, yes. I mean, even, as I mentioned, you know, before on camera, my grandfather on my father's side is buried just by the vicars there at the entrance to the church. And my dad had four sisters, and one of them died young, which I suppose was common in Victorian times. They had a number of children, and I suppose one or two didn't quite make it.
Absolutely.
These days it would be very upsetting. It probably was then, but I suppose it was more acceptable because medical advancement hadn't taken place much, was it? You know, we were at the leeches and sores, I suppose.
Please don't. So, are there any other famous people buried here in the churchyard?
Well, there are two VCs, two Victoria Crosses, holders who are here.